Today we're doing Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, and we're up to in chapter 158, and we're up to subsection 17. And now we're going to talk about how important it is to wipe your hands after you wash them, after Netilas Yadayim. So he says over here that anyone who eats without wiping their hands is as if he would be eaten bread which is non-pure bread, defiled bread. Shenemar, because this is based on a verse which is in Cheskel Dalet Yud Gimel, chapter 4, verse 13. It says, Kocho yoichlu bnei Yisrael es lachmam tomei bagoy. So the sons of Israel eat their bread defiled. Now, the word says bagoyim amongst the nations. But al tikri lachmam, so he says, don't read it as lachmam, their bread, elo lachmayim, but moisture hand, which means they eat the bread. There's a way of a kri and a ksiv to change the meaning of it, of instead of reading it lachmam, or not the way of pronouncing it. We say al tikri, don't pronounce as lachmam as bread, but lachmayim, they eat their hands with unwiping its tummy. Va'oid, lachmam tummy b'gematria b'loy nigav yadayim. Another thing, the numerical value, the gematria of the word of lachmam tummy equals the words b'loy nigav yadayim, without drying your hands. So, we know now, without washing. Now, what exactly, I said it, talking about Netilas Yadayim, but we'll see. Yesh Meforshim, there are those that explain, Shatuma Zu Himimayim Rishayim, that this defilement that we're talking about is from the first waters, the waters that you pour on your hands before the meal, Shenitmu Mahayadayim Himayim Behem Revis, that they have become tomei, that water has become defiled because of the hands, if they don't contain the revis, because it's only a revis, a quart of that water that will take away the tumah, but if there's no revis, that would be tomei. Even though the second time you pour the water, they purify the first water, because the second pouring, but to begin with, one needs to remove the first waters of the niguv by drying it. It is not sufficient that they dry in themselves, you should remove them. But you gotta wipe it down with a cloth. Or other matters, because this drying them out, that cleans the hands further, more, even more. But one who dips his hands into the river, instead of washing it, but you dip your hands inside. Same thing, one who washes both hands together, and he pours a full revis at once. Also, if you pour on one hand the revis, and also on the other one, over there is no defiled water because it's more than the revis. You don't have to dry them. Okay. So he says, so you only have to dry it if the water has become tummy. Still, it would be repugnant if you are sort of disgusted by it, you know, eating your bread with wet hands, you know, you're making it wet. So it's still, miyusa may not have, there's no tuma issue there, there's no defilement issue, is because you had a revis, or you dipped your hands, you washed them both together. So when there is no tuma issue, you wouldn't have tuma, but there is still miyus if you are disgusted by it. So that's one commentary. The other commentary says, V'yesh meforshim, they say, shetumosom himi isusom. When we say defiled, we're actually not talking about a defilement, a tumah. But we're talking about something which is repugnant. Shadavar miyus kari tamay, something which is disgusting is called tamay, it's called defiled. Kimosh amar kosuv lachmam tamay. As the pasuk says, their bread is tamay. It's just mevigomer. It doesn't mean defiled in the spiritual sense that it becomes a tuma, but it means something which is not pleasant. V'uadin im shafach revizu bas achas. And the same thing is if he poured the reviz at once, where it didn't really technically become tummy, it's still eating with hand would become with this repugnant. Leikilu ella b'madbil, and the only time when they said it was lean, you have to dry them is if you are dipping your hands. Because the Chachamim weren't worried to institute that you should need to dry to clean your hands from their being repugnant. Only when he uses the form of cleansing or purifying that the Chachamim instituted to clean them, that's through taking it in a vessel, that's Netilas Yadayim, where we do it. But when you are cleaning them by immersing them into the water, that is similar to a purity of the Torah purity, that you immerse yourself in the mikvah, that's a Torah kind of a... So then, they didn't worry to institute anything over there, and therefore it doesn't matter. It's always going to be repugnant. So even if you going to wash your hand that you have a revis, you must dry them. That's this opinion. We should be stringent like their words. So basically, it means outside of dipping your hands in a river when you don't need to, unless it's repugnant, even according to the first opinion, it says, but outside of that case, according to the second opinion, which we rule like them, you always have to dry your hands. So drying the hands is a component, an important component of the Netilas Yadayim. Subsection 18, Yud Ches, we have two more subsections. Al yinagiv yodov b'chalukha. Person shall not dry his hands with his shirt. When people want to dry their hands with a shirt, there's no towel. Nipnei shekosha l'shikha. That is difficult for forgetting, which means you might start forgetting. If you want to, your memory may not be as well if you wipe your hands on your shirt. It's just some sort of connection there. You test 19, the final sif over here. When you wash your hands, you wash the right hand first. And then they do the left hand. And the same thing anytime you wash your hands. Coming out of the bathroom or whatever, whenever you're washing your hands, you always wash the right hand. Your right, always the right takes precedent over the right. The right side of your body, your right foot, your left foot, your right always comes, takes precedent over the left. The only time that you do the left first is tying your shoe.
Yeah.
The left shoe will come before because that's connected to the tefillin, because the tefillin is on your left arm. So the tying is connected to the left. And as we learned it over there. Okay, so...